The president of the Sussex Wildlife Trust, Dr. Tony Whitbread, will be explaining just how nature is making the most of this quieter time. He's on the line now, together with Carrie Court from the Sussex Green Living Initiative and a former recipient of our Community Heroes Awards. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Hello, great to have you on. First things first thing, Dr. Tony Whitbread, it's true, isn't it? We are definitely noticing nature more than we ever have done. We're taking a moment to pause, to listen and to observe.
Well, that's the key thing, yes. I'm sitting here gawping out the window as we speak, and I'm looking at things that are going on outside. But I think the point is that we are spending the time to sit down and gawp out the window, and there's great strength in that. And I think, obviously the wildlife has always been there, but the really good thing now, I think, is that people are actually noticing, and noticing at quite a deep level as well. They're not just kind of, it's not just kind of wafting over them, but people are having conversations about what they're seeing. They're noticing what's going on. They're watching the bird life, for example. That's very popular. So, yeah, we are noticing what's going on.
Yeah, Carrie, I think particularly the old bird song, I notice it in my garden. So I ring my mum each day to see how she's doing. And if it's nice outside, I'll sit in the garden and she'll say to me, hang on a minute, can I have a listen? Because we're taking in the bird song more than ever.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's almost as if it's elevating and taking this opportunity to really shout out to us that we're out here. You're just one part of this big world. You're not the most important thing. You know, it's one world, one planet. So, you know, they're shouting out for help and attention, I feel.
Yeah, and this period of time over the last few weeks, for many, has been a tough time. We're not going to negate the fact that so many people have been in touch in really difficult circumstances, but there are some positives to be gleaned from this situation as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think this is the key thing. Obviously, this is not the way you want to go about learning about nature. You don't need to. We shouldn't be needing to wait for a pandemic before we sit up and take notice about what's happening. But yeah, there are good signs, and I think coming out of this, our relationship with nature, well, it must improve, because actually up until now it's been pretty toxic. And I think, you know, the way we often think about nature is it's kind of separate. It's something for the greenies, something for the nature lovers to look at, but meanwhile the rest of us get on with the rest of our life. Now, that myth, I think, is being busted all the time now. Mm. You know, as Carrie said just now, it's one world. We're all part of one system. If nature does well, then we do well. If nature does badly, then we do badly. And there's a message in there as well. I mean, the actual pandemic came from a bad relationship with nature. You know, the way we actually treat animals has caused this pandemic. So actually, I think, you know, there's some good positive messages in here about a new relationship with nature as we come out of the pandemic.
And Carrie, I think it's fair to say with great campaigners like yourself and, of course, with the likes of David Attenborough and so on, we'd already been heading in that direction. A lot of us, anyway, have been heading in that direction for some time.
Yes. I mean, last year saw the biggest movement, environmental movement, as we know, thanks to David Attenborough and Greta Thunberg. And we environmentalists really felt we were making headway, and indeed we were. And lots of people were starting to really connect and understand, you know, the importance of the natural world. So I think we will out of this. You know, we've all been locked down. We've had time to stop, as Tony said, look out the window, think, and notice, enjoy your garden, your home. So we've really got to build on this, and that's what we're going to be talking about, I think, at the Horsham Climate Cafe this afternoon and going forwards.
Yeah, remind us first of all, before we talk about the specific event, Carrie, what actually goes on at the Climate Cafe?
Well, the Horsham Climate Cafe we launched in December, Sussex Green Living, with lots of volunteers and the wonderful Horsham Quakers. It was a physical event on the first Saturday of every month in the afternoon. So we had it for 4 months. But then, with COVID, we very quickly adapted. So every Saturday at 2 o'clock using Zoom, we connect anyone that wants to with inspirational speakers. It's an opportunity to chat, to talk. Talk about whatever people want to talk about. It's just to keep the conversation going. I mean, it's generally around how we can support community and the natural world. It's 2 o'clock every Saturday. It's free of charge and booked via Eventbrite.
Brilliant. And Tony, what are you going to be talking about today?
Well, yes, interesting. I'm going to be starting off with more or less where we started today, some of the positive feelings that we've got from this, and then maybe Getting a bit more into questioning our relationship with nature that's led us to this point, maybe slightly critical of where we are to start with, and then I'm going to be probably taking it in a slightly different direction to what people might be expecting. So, and I'm really looking to the future. You know, we are at a point now where we have to address the climate and ecological emergency. We have no alternative now. Mm. And we've got a few years to address this, and we can use this as a springboard, really, to take some of the positive messages, take some of the increasing awareness of nature, some of the higher values that we're discovering in ourselves, and actually work out how are we going to go forward with a new normal.
And are you optimistic for that long-term change in the way that we behave?
Oh, I waver, I must admit. We have left it incredibly late to address the major issues of our time. We really literally have about 10 years to address the climate emergency, similar amount of time to address the ecological emergency. But I know, like in Sussex, if you look around, you can see a lot of places that buck the trend, a lot of places that are doing better, getting more wildlife, getting more community engagement. So, yeah, the general statistics are all bad, but there are so many good examples that buck that trend that I feel very optimistic.
And, Carrie, tomorrow, another important day in the diary, International Dawn Chorus Day.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you can look on Sussex Green Living and the Wildlife Trust website. Lots of information about it. But, hey, yeah, we're locked down, but you can just open, if you're in a flat, just open your window about 4 o'clock in the morning or even 5 o'clock in the morning, and it can be a life-changing experience just to listen to the chorus that's going on outside your window, in a town, in the country, doesn't matter where you are. It's basically the peak of the dawn, the spring dawn chorus, and you will hear maximum bird song at, yeah, about 4, 5, even 6 o'clock in the morning. So get your head out there.
Yeah, and
walk if you can.
It's a nice time, but even on most days, it's a nice time to get up in the morning, particularly at this time of year. And let's finish with a couple of more positives, because Tony, first of all, just in terms of nature and the time of year we're now at, we've talked about the bird song and the dawn chorus tomorrow. What else? What other aspect of nature should we particularly look out for right now?
Well, what I'm finding is this year is particularly good for butterflies. I mean, there's all sorts of groups you could look at, but the butterflies, just to me, seem to have been particularly good this year. And I think it's, you know, we've had a really warm spring. There's lots of blossom out at the moment. It's an incredible year for apple blossom and that sort of thing. So I think some of these nectar feeders, like butterflies, seem to be doing pretty well. Look out for butterflies.